Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about something that we've mentioned here. And we definitely mentioned it on Sunday over on the other channel. But it's been in passing and it really hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves. So we're going to remedy that today. So starting off, I'll lay the scene. There's a city, and it's a pretty big city. And right now, it's even bigger because hundreds of thousands of people have fled to that city because there's a bunch of fighting. And that fighting has been going on a while. Famine, it's close at hand. There is a very high likelihood that there is an offensive, I don't know if offensive is the right word, that there's going to be a move into the city, like very soon. If that move occurs, it's going to get pretty bad. The U.S. ambassador, talking about it, said that it would be a, quote, disaster on top of a disaster if that move into the city occurred. And called for de-escalation, called for all arms going into the area to cease. The name of the city is Al-Fashir. It's in Sudan. So, the obvious question, is there anything you can do about it? No, not really. Not as far as stopping the move. Not really. All pressure that could be applied, it is being applied, short of like military force. But even though that pressure is there, it doesn't mean that the move into the city won't happen. If it does happen, then there might be something you can do, because undoubtedly, you know, the helpers will come along and try to deal with the humanitarian situation. So, if there's nothing y'all can do, why am I telling you this, right? A couple of reasons. One is, it is something that we've mentioned in passing, but really haven't talked about it much. The other is that I got a question about it, you know, about how the media determines where the spotlight gets pointed. And I just answered the question. You know, when you're talking about large outlets, it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple affair. It's all math. It has to have a built-in audience, people who are going to watch and be interested in it. It's even better if it's polarizing, because that'll keep people watching longer. That drives ratings, drives advertising revenue. I am not a big outlet, and I don't have to play by those rules. The other thing that happened was one of my older kids was listening to that video about Denovia. And I realized that this would get coverage in the media if the offensive happens. If the move into the city occurs, it'll start to get real coverage. But listening to me talk about how the U.S. prepares the populace for shifts in foreign policy made me realize that there's no coverage out there talking about the good, hardworking, industrious people of Sudan. So when that coverage occurs, nobody's going to care. So I figured a little bit of an introduction before the potential bad news, which, to be honest, unless something remarkable occurs, the move into the city is probably going to occur. But I figured that small introduction might make people a little bit more interested. Make the coverage a little bit more broad. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.